Can you tell us what's your name, your instruments, and where do you come from?
I am Manuel. I came from Argentina, and I play guitar and sing.
My name is Eduardo. I came from Brazil, and I play percussion.
And I'm Lia from Estonia, and I've given my soul to flutes.
I'm Juliette from France, and I play flute and piccolo.
Where were you today, and who did you play for? Like, how many people roughly, and like their ages?
We played in a music school at the Conservatory of Corbeil-Essonne. Yeah. And I think there were 30 people, something like that. Yeah. 30 people and a big half of children, mostly children. And it was super cool because they were so motivated to participate, actually. They danced with us and they sang with us. It was so cool. And at the end, we showed the instrument. They were so curious and it was super nice to have connection with them.
What tunes did you play and how did you arrange them for this small concert?
We play several tunes of the ones we have been studying. So we almost play almost all of them, not all, but almost.
Yes, and then we had small other things that we brought up. A small solo from Lee, a small solo from me. And it was super nice. Yeah, it was interesting to do the arrangements together. We try to play them through and try to short it down for a small ensemble. But we basically played the arrangements that we had, but just compact and more intimate.
And perhaps we made some other voices. For example, if that was complicated with some tunes, then we just arranged some things also in the spot. But it happened. Mm.
We were interested to know how you felt playing in a small format of four musicians compared to playing in an orchestra of 18.
There was something interesting that Eduardo, for example, played the mbira.
Yeah, the mbira is a kind of type of kalimba. It's an instrument which you play with your thumb and you have notes like a piano. So I played an instrument, is a variation of this, come from Zimbabwe and Mozambique, called mbira.
So because of this little ensemble, we have the opportunity to really listen to mbira, that it was really hidden in this 18 orchestra. And so we give, for example, more space. So in the arrangements, we have the opportunity to, now let's do an arrangement with this, with a solo or an introduction. And actually, we play a new song that it's not part of the ensemble, in which, I know the song because I knew Eduardo from before. So we play this tune also.
And we had a percussion workshop very nicely. It was also very catchy. And then we studied one Estonian song, Labajalg, all together walking in the, dancing in the hall. Yeah, and some Hungarian dances also we tried to teach to them.
So what was nice with a small ensemble like that is that each of us had a quite clear role because you have accompaniment with the guitar and melody and percussion, and both of us with Lia, we could easily share who plays the melody and who plays accompaniment. And so it was much more easy, I think, to arrange than for 18 people. And and it was super nice for me to discover your way of sharing your dance in Estonia, and you, Eduardo, to share your way to share your rhythm and grooves from Brazil. And it's something you can't really see sometimes in this kind of big group. So it was cool.
Was there a particular tune that you felt really worked in this format of four, or was there a tune that was like, "Whoa, this doesn't work"?
I think we really managed to get to a good arrangement. It really worked good. I think maybe yes for everything. Honestly, yes. We took all the songs of the orchestra and we decided, well, these ones are not going to work, so we didn't even try. Okay. But then the other we could play them. And yes, and in the end, we played them. The rehearsal was not so long there before. And when we played in the concert, it was perfect. We didn't even make mistakes. There was not like, I'm lost. No, it was really good.
Yeah, and we had a really, really nice team, among others. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of was nice that to have only four of us instead of a very big one, and to really kind of, it was a really delicate sound, which we had there. So it was, I liked it very much.
Okay.
And also the atmosphere was so nice.
Was it more efficient in four than... Is that something that you would say is different?
Yeah, what is really different is that we said a bit before, we will play like that, but I think that at least three or four times we just didn't play it like we we told before, and we just look at each other like, okay, it's the end of, okay, next part. And it's so easy because we are four, so we can just follow each other. And in big group, if when people just change and pass to the B part instead of the A part, it's like, what can we do? But here, it was super easy to jam, actually. It was almost a jam.
And I think that the Mbira song was the most catchy.
And finally, can you describe this experience in one, two, or three words?
I think for me, inspiring.
Exciting.
Connection with children. Intimate. Yeah, intimate. Yeah. It was really nice, intimate with children. It was the best thing. For me, it was really. Oh, yeah.
It was super cool.
It was super cool with the children.
And relaxing.
Yeah. Okay. BLP Radio. BLP Radio.